It's time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future. Well, we're thrilled to have Minnesota's Attorney General Keith Ellison on the line this morning. A couple of interesting conversations to have this morning, in particular, having to do with Minnesota's Attorney General going after big oil. Keith Ellison, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's great to have you on the line with us. Hi.
Oh, glad to be with you. Thank you for having me.
So there, you have filed a lawsuit against ExxonMobil, Koch Industries, and the American Petroleum Institute, saying that they have taken part in decades of deception to customers over the effect of climate change. These are violations regarding consumer fraud, deceptive trade practices, failure to warn. This sounds a lot like Minnesota's lawsuit against Big Tobacco. Am I on the right track here?
I guess there are some similarities, but the main point is that, you know, Minnesota's climate warmed faster than both the national and global rates of increase. And, you know, the average annual temperature increased, you know, dramatically in Twin Cities, but all over our state. And this has had very negative impacts on farmers, on people who grow wild rice. It's had a particular impact on low-income people who don't have health insurance and other ways to protect themselves from respiratory illnesses associated with the changing climate. And so the bottom line is that, you know, what, you know, it may be like the tobacco lawsuit, but it is a very modern reality that we're trying to confront. And that is that these three entities deceived, lied, misrepresented, and just plain old didn't tell the truth about their knowledge of global climate change caused by their product, and then actively deceived the public. They even called people who raised issues around climate change, called them chicken littles, put out a pretty robust deception campaign to lie about what they did. So, you know, Big Tobacco got up and said that cigarette smoking actually did not cause cancer, that 4 out of 5 doctors recommend their product. But before that, you know, it was the lead paint and lead gasoline industry who said that their products did not cause neurological damage either. So there is a history of certain, some, not all, but some companies lying about what they knew and having a campaign to deceive the public. This is one of those situations.
Is big oil, and it's called big oil, and we can point to many things through our society and see the long reach of big oil. Are they too big? Are they untouchable?
Well, we're touching them right now, and we're going to keep doing it. And so, no, they're not untouchable. They're going to be held accountable. And we're doing that. Other states are looking at doing the same thing. Our lawsuit is a little different in that we're not alleging violation of environmental laws. We're alleging violations of consumer protection laws, laws that are very strong in Minnesota, consumer fraud, deceptive trade practices, false statements in advertising, things like that. It's filed in state court. So we're just going to make sure we hold them accountable for what they did in the state of Minnesota to Minnesotans.
What is the next step now? It also seems as though some of these big oil companies, we've seen that in a variety of instances here, also in our own and neighboring states, it seems as though they at least have enough money and attorneys that they can keep throwing money and attorneys at some of these issues and keep these issues in court kind of perpetually while they continue doing whatever it is that they were doing.
That is true. Their strategy is to delay and to just sort of dump a lot of stuff on top of you. But we're very determined, and we're going to prevail on behalf of the people of our state. So no amount of lawyers and chicanery is going to stop us from getting justice for the people of our state.
I asked you, and then I interrupted. What happens next in the process? How does the process work from here?
Well, the normal course of a lawsuit is that you file a complaint against the plaintiff, against the defendant, we're the plaintiff. They have a certain amount of time to respond with an answer. Then the discovery process goes forward. The judge will issue a scheduling order. That's very important because that stops them from just dragging this out forever. When the judge says, no, this has to be done by this time, that has to be done by this time. And then, you know, maybe in a year or so, we will try this case. I hope to try this case sooner than later. I understand our opponents would probably rather do it later than sooner. But we don't have time. You know, this climate is warming. These deceptive and untrue campaigns they've launched are literally deceiving the public. They are stopping us from generating the kind of public will that we need in order to protect ourselves from the damage that they caused. And, you know, so that's one of the things that we were demanding of them, that they give back all the wrongfully obtained profits from their lies and their campaign of deception, that they fund a corrective public education campaign in Minnesota. You know, that they, you know, when they, that would not be administered by them, it would be administered by, they have to pay for it, but they don't get to run it. And, you know, we would continue to get other relief as is fair and proper given their harmful action.
Why did you elect to pursue this route instead of the environmental route?
Well, because we believe that, you know, whenever you have a lawsuit, you know, you have to prove not only causation but specific. Like, this damage is due to that behavior. And they're pretty good at trying to say, well, yeah, you know, there's a lot of fossil fuel burning, but who can say who it's really from, this one, that one? They try to just sort of muddy the waters that way. But there's one thing's for sure. They were engaged in it. They did lie about it. The deceptive campaign is clearly theirs, right? They can't get away from that. They can't try to point a finger elsewhere on that. But they're clear, and we can show that they knew, that when the public knew, the public raised issues, they put out a campaign to deceive the public and falsely advertise. So it's really just a way to be more effective at protecting the public. It's a route to, because we have very strong consumer protection laws and laws that protect Minnesotans from false advertising. So that's really why we did it.
The fossil fuel industry, the oil industry is, depending, of course, on who you talk to, sustaining various hits now as the COVID-19 pandemic has slowed down so much traffic. Gas prices are low. Do you think this could work to an advantage as you try to take on big oil right now? Is it possible that their attention might be distracted a little bit?
Oh, I don't know. You know, they got people who they pay a lot of money to keep their eye on things like this. I don't think we're catching them by surprise. What I will say is that I hope that they, you know, have a change of heart, understand that their behavior is harmful to the public, and they need to change it. That's what I hope happens. I hope they say, okay, we're going to, you know, do things that are going to sustain the planet, life on it, people's farms, people's livelihood. We're going to do the right thing. I hope this moment causes them to think like that. If history's any judge, they won't. They'll just make up some new story.
It seems like when there's this much money at stake, it's kind of hard to hold on to that kind of integrity, if you ever possessed it to begin with. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know, there are people in the world with a lot of money who still believe in doing the right thing. I mean, you know, they're out there. They certainly are. But it is true that if you have a lot of resources, your ability to spread lies is much greater than somebody without those same resources. So, you know, there is their wealth and their reach are a factor here. But we've seen a lot of folks who are well-to-do who have taken climate justice seriously. So I don't want to paint with too broad of a brush.
Attorney General Keith Ellison, thank you so very much for being our guest this morning on Green Visions. What a
Call
treat
me back
to talk
sometime.
With you. Absolutely. It will be excellent to talk with you. I hope that we have the opportunity to talk as this lawsuit against the oil companies progresses through the process. It would be wonderful to talk with you more about that. That would be a great gift. Thanks again for joining us.
You call, we'll answer.
All right.
Have a good day then.
Attorney General Keith Ellison, the Attorney General of Minnesota, our guest this morning here on Green Visions. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible with support from Heritage Window and Door, the Duluth Superior Supplier for Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors, and from the Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future.